Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, America, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Denise Dupre. How are you, Denise?
I'm doing wonderfully. Thanks, Robert.
And Denise is the founder and managing partner of Champagne Hospitality. So let's start off. Later on, we're going to talk about your deep background as an educator and why you shifted. But talk about basically what Champagne Hospitality is.
So we are a design and development hotel company, and we take projects from the ground all the way through build, all the way through operate, and then ongoing experiences for our guests. We happen to also have a part of our portfolio that is wine focused. So in both the Champagne and Burgundy regions of France, we also operate vineyards, which are a wonderful synergy and great set of experiences for our guests.
Talk about some of the specific properties, because these are on the very high luxury end of the spectrum.
We have a property in the French West Indies, and you'll see a French theme here, which is on the island of St. Barts. And it's one of the newer properties there, very exciting. And we also run a villa rental company, Le Barthe Villa Rental Company, on the island of St. Barts. In France, we currently have a project completed in Champagne, which we opened in 2018, right smack in the middle of the vineyards, called the Royal Champagne. We also have a combination retail terrace and small property on the Avenue de Champagne, which is quite prestigious in the area because some 500,000 or 600,000 people visit the Avenue de Champagne every year. We have under development, so we're growing, a property in Burgundy in the small town of Pomard. You probably have heard of that wine. And it will be up and running in 2024. And on the future books, we have a property in Paris on the left bank, which is in the 7th arrondissement, for those who know Paris, that we are going to renovate after the Paris Olympics. So a lot on the future books that we're very excited about, and also some potential future expansion in St. Barts as well.
You have really exciting properties, and you tie in all of your businesses together in a sense. What is it people are looking for in luxury and in travel? You see right now, it's almost like everyone just wants to travel. What are CEOs, do you think, looking for now? You probably deal with a lot of CEOs in your property as well.
I think there's a couple themes that have been consistent for a long time, and those I would describe as authenticity. People like to be of the place and feel like they're in the place when they visit. So I think responding to what the local culture looks like and how you give guests a true feel. I think post-COVID, there's an exclamation point on that, because I think the notion of real experience, authentic experience, connecting with people who live, work in a region, and also to understand better foreign cultures or places where you're visiting. So I think luxury doesn't have to be fancy. In fact, if anything, I think the best luxury is comfortable. It's like your favorite pair of jeans.
That's an interesting line. The best luxury is comfortable. Tell me an example of a customer experience that really wowed you, where you said, you know, this customer, they wanted this, and here's what they had, and this is what we did that really made this exceptional for them.
I think it starts with great listening. We try to train our people to truly listen for what a guest might need. Let me give you some specific examples. If someone said, I miss my kids, or my shoulder hurts, or tomorrow's my daughter's first birthday. Those might just sound like, you know, interesting conversations. I'll give you some examples of what we did with those. When someone said, I miss my kids, and we have typically arranged in all of our hotel properties for people to have a guest experience manager that's connected to them while they're there, that person said, oh, learned their ages, and that night delivered to their room were gifts for all of those kids that weren't with the parents on that trip that they could take home. They were wowed. The person who said, my shoulder hurts, you know, normally enough is to say, oh, I'm so sorry. Is there anything I could do for you? That actually happened on the beach, in a lounge chair. Our person who was working the beach communicated to our concierge team and said, I need you to go to the pharmacy, get some muscle cream, and we're going to deliver it to that person. He wrote a personal note, got it to their room, and when he arrived that night, he was just wowed. Like, all I said was my shoulder hurts. And for first daughter of a birthday, that's something that comes really naturally to hotel companies that are, you know, loving to share and celebrate special occasions, whether it's anniversaries, birthdays. And you can only begin to imagine the great things that the team put together, some typical and some understanding what that young girl really was interested in based on her week so far at the hotel. So those are some specific examples. But I think the important thing is get your team to listen and then turn it into action. But also you got to really empower them to be able to know that they're allowed to, encouraged to, and empowered to.
So how do you train them to do that? Is it through hiring where you look for something special? Is it during the onboarding? Is it day to day where you guide them? What's the behind the scenes, Denise? Those are just great stories. I love those stories. That's what life is about. And that's what CEOs want to hear. But how do you really make that happen? It's easy to say, get them to listen. But how do you really do it?
Well, first, it's hard. Let's be clear about that. You know, finding great people takes a lot of work. But I'd say it starts at the very beginning in interacting with someone, even in an interview. Robert, you smile at me in the first 5 seconds of this interview. I look for people on my teams that do that, too. They're comfortable interacting with others. There's a certain joy that they bring to their work. And so you look for personality and joy. Like, can this person really take joy from being part of our team and giving guests experiences? So that's part of it. I think some of it is I have a bias personally for hiring. I'm okay if you don't have the experience, if you have the ambition, and if you have the smarts. So I think there's a personality fit. I'm willing to hire younger, promote sooner, and let people make more mistakes. If you're younger in your career, you make more mistakes. We get our teams really comfortable with that.
Is there any specific question that you might ask someone in an interview? Like a CEO once said to me, what I always ask them is, what was the biggest challenge you had and what did you learn from that? But is there any one question that you ask where you could sort of sense this person has the champagne hospitality personality?
I find rich information in understanding people's family and how they talk about family experience. So if you say to them, you know, tell me a family experience that really made you happy. You'll get a sense of whether it's a dinner party or a grandmother's birthday or a special event and just how much they were enveloped by that experience and how much joy it brought them. And I think that gets to the first point, which is finding the right personality fit.
One question before the break. What is the secret to running a great winery?
It's got to taste great. That's for sure. And that comes back to the winemaker, which we can discuss further because that's another place where we've invested a lot in really thinking about who could make this wine special.
And everyone listening in, and we've about 600,000 listeners, here are some messages to you. If you want to bring great people into your company, you want to find what makes them happy, ask them what was a family experience that really brought you joy, because there's so much you could learn there. Now, if you are a CEO, what you need to do is notice one critical thing, which you could learn from Denise from the winemaking business. What is your harvest moment? The moment, the week where everyone in the team needs to be galvanized together to get the results that you want. And finally, never limit your options. Be willing to take a risk. And you know what? We are about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to find out about that. Back in a few.
Are you from California, Illinois, New York, Georgia, or any of the other 39 states that charge state income tax? Does your state claim you owe them any amount of back taxes? Or have you not filed in years? Is your heart pounding because you know they're wrong or you just don't have the money? Don't fight the state income tax board alone. The Tax Doctor is here to help you. The state is much more aggressive than the IRS in collecting taxes. They have the power to take your home, your car, your drivers and business licenses, even garnish your wages, freeze your bank accounts, and go after your spouse. Solve all your income tax problems permanently and keep more of your hard-earned money. Make this 100% guaranteed risk-free call right now.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. Since there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of enterprise. And we're here today with Denise Dupre, who is the founder and managing partner of Champagne Hospitality. We've heard all about this. We've heard that you need to really listen in to the little nuances that customers may say so you could proactively deliver what they want. And we heard some great stories on that, even one-year-old birthdays and a shoulder pain and whatever it is. That's what you listen for. But now we're shifting over from hotels into your wineries. What's the secret? You started to tell us about the winemaker.
Maybe I'll use a specific example from a winemaker in Champagne. He is part scientist, part artist, in some ways incredibly mystical, but in some ways incredibly grounded. And he takes a very biodynamic approach to making our wines, which I think is very much part of our success story. It really plays nicely into our whole focus on sustainability and really caring about our communities and the climate. And we can come back to that. But if you have a winemaker who is incredibly passionate and knows what they're doing. It happens our winemaker has rich history, very grounded in biodynamic approach. It happens our champagne house, Le Clerc Briand, is one of the oldest biodynamic champagnes, as it was not on trend when the crazy winemaker who started it before we were involved decided to do that. Part of it is how you take care of your fields, your grapes, your people, and then what happens in all of the decisions that you make during the course of the year.
Give me one more little secret. What should a CEO know about winemaking? What can they learn for their business to run a $50 billion enterprise better from what you've learned from this? And I guess there's a lot of analogies if we could talk about the fields, the grapes, you know.
I would tell you, it happens in any wine business, there is a particularly momentous time. And that's the harvest every year. Because a year of work goes into 7 to 10 days. The winemaker has to make a call about whether you're going to pick that morning or not pick that morning. You can't pick in the rain, so you have to check the weather. You start early so that you can beat the heat of the sun because you want to get the grapes off the vines, keep them cool, and get them to the press as quickly as possible. So my answer is get yourself on the ground at momentous times. So we go to harvest every year that we can. We get up early, work in the fields with the teams, understand, listen for all of the decisions that they're making, go to the press room, eat lunch with all of the crew. It's you just feel the spirit of what it means to be in the business. And I think every business has those moments. They're different in different businesses. But I think about that as I'm looking at other CEOs. What are their momentous occasions? What are the times when the CEO needs to be on the floor, needs to be on the ground, needs to roll up your sleeves and be part of the team? I think you learn so much.
I love that answer, Denise. So relevant. By the way, what is the website if anyone wants to learn more about you?
You can go to champagnehospitality.com for all of our hotels, and you can go to coachyourharvest.com for all of our wine businesses. And every individual hotel, the Royal Champagne, Le Barthélemy, they have individual websites, and Le Clerc Briand and Chateau de Coleraine in Burgundy have websites as well, and all of those are .coms.
So let's completely shift, because you had a major career in Ivy League schools, Dartmouth, Cornell, Harvard. talk about what you learned there, and then I want you to shift into what made you make this big jump, because it's an enormous jump, and probably you have the life that everyone dreams of now.
I'll give you two threads on this. The first is I did spend most of my time in the academic world as a faculty member at Cornell, at Boston University, where I was the dean of the hotel school for a while, and at Harvard, where I taught part-time in hotel management. So I had the gift of working with young people for my whole career. And what ultimately made me the happiest was watching them learn, grow, move into the field, and, you know, and thrive. So I get to do that today with all of my companies. So that's what gives me passion and joy. I, you know, the younger, the hungrier, the better. I try to never miss an opportunity to have an interaction with an intern that's just joined with us, because there's so much energy that comes from that. So that was part of the motivation. I will say, while I was teaching, I also did a lot of consulting work. So I think to be a good faculty member in an academic field that's tied to a business like hospitality, you need to be current. And I was always out in the field, either consulting or doing work to try to keep myself relevant, keep the lectures current. I tried to never give the same lecture twice, even though that can be hard. So there was a connection to the industry the whole time. I did grow up in the business, and post-college decided to do something completely different, but I found myself coming right back around to going to grad school in hotel management, and it sort of came full circle. So the key thematics are love nurturing young people, and the business that I'm running today gets me to do that. And I've always really been connected to it. And, you know, it's one of those times, yeah, big shift and took some guts, but walk the walk. You know, you've been teaching this to all of these people all this time. Let's see what you can do. So in some ways, it was a personal challenge as well.
What advice do you have to women who want to build a great career and build their dream?
I think there's a couple places where women underestimate their capabilities. I will give you a couple personal examples of things that I have used that help me. It doesn't have to be the experience that's so logical on a resume that helps you in a job. I was an athlete in college, and I often reference back in my business work, what was it like to have a great coach? What was it like to have a lousy coach? What was it like to have teammates who were truly pulling on the same oar, or, you know, moving the field hockey ball, as was the case for me down the field? Well, you know, what worked, what didn't? And I think about that in my career. So first piece to women is you probably have experiences, whether they're athletics, whether it's being a mom and having juggled 10,000 things and having to prioritize and think, or whether it's volunteer work, or, you know, there are just so many experiences that you can draw on. So don't limit your choices because you don't think your resume doesn't necessarily stack up with all of the check boxes that you would normally think. So that's would be the biggest thing that I would underscore. And take chances. You probably, you know, I think everyone goes through periods of time where they don't feel like they have all the skill set. You know, part of me says dive in. You won't know till you try.
And there you have it, Denise. I want to commend you on adding so much value to the youth by bringing joy into people's life. A real pleasure having you on the CEO Show.
Thank you so much. It was a joy to be with you. And come visit us, either for Harvest or come stay at one of our hotels.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with David Taylor. How are you, David?
Oh, I'm just fine. Thank you very much, Robert.
And David is the president and CEO of VersaBank. And wait till you hear it. VersaBank stands for Versatile Bank. And back in 1993, he was the pioneer who created, in the world, the first digital branchless bank. Talk about what that was, how that occurred.
Prior to that time, Robert, of course, the banking industry was based on branch networks. And I wanted to create a new bank, and that would be a tremendous cost, putting together a branch network. So I was looking for a new model that I could afford, and I came up with the idea of utilizing other people's premises as my branch network and connecting them with the modern technology at the time, which seems archaic today, telephone modems. And instead of the expensive mainframes that banks were running on, I thought that IBM PCs had come of age, that I could write the software on an IBM PC to be the heart of the bank. So it was necessity being the mother of invention.
Okay, but that is an enormous challenge to overcome because banking is one of the most highly regulated industries. How did you overcome that challenge?
Well, that definitely was a challenge. I spent a few years with the various regulators trying to convince them that this new model would work. And they lectured me that Canadians needed to walk into a physical premises. One even went so far as to describe the premises that must have pillars to hand their hard-earned money over. But eventually, I was able to convince them, and a Dutch bank had come to Canada with a slightly different model. And they said to me finally, "So you're like ING." And I said, "Well, kind of." So they eventually bought in, and I prototyped the model as a trust company, a small financial institution. They were able to, as I said, it was around Easter. I used an Easter metaphor. I said, "You want to put your hands in the holes." I said, "You want to actually see a physical running operation." And so they looked at it. They saw it running. They saw the board. They saw the software. They saw the model. And finally, they granted me the first Schedule I bank license that they granted in 18 years to a new entrant in the Canadian banking industry.
And I really commend you on that. And I will say I know Arkady Komen really well, who is the founder of ING Direct, a wonderful guy. And but it's so interesting because you are the originator of this. So, and right there is one of the great lessons of business. If you've someone with their money at risk, they're more likely to give you the advice that is correct.
Oh, absolutely. And as you know, I'm a banker, and that's the way we see things. If we have our money at risk, we're really paying attention, and vice versa with our investors.
Let's continue to talk about the concept of going public, because you've done this numerous times. Talk about how many times you've done it. I believe 3. What lessons have you learned about going public? What are the pitfalls that people should avoid, and what are the best practices that people should adopt?
Well, I guess the first thing is a person has to think of why they are going public and if the business that they have is appropriate for a public company. Say, for example, if the business is relying on secret information that's proprietary and they don't really want to divulge, they probably don't want to go public. It's because as a public company, we're doing our best to be transparent with our shareholders, to tell them everything we're doing. And if your business is based on secrets, that's not really going to work. Secondly, I guess you have to be ready for the inquisitiveness of your shareholders. And as I was saying earlier, we welcome that. But if you're not inclined to want questions on a regular basis, probably it's not for you either. Now, the huge advantage of a public company is access to the public markets. So if you're a business that really needs to scale to make the type of profits that you have in mind, the public markets are wonderful, but you have to be ready to deal with the shareholders and provide them with the information they want on a timely basis, do these types of interviews. So it's, as you were saying, it comes with, it doesn't come for free, but it certainly has benefits if you're looking to scale and you want access to the public funds.
Is there any one key to coming up with a great innovation?
Well, it's probably my own personal philosophy, and that's that I always believe there's a way to do something. If I'm faced with a challenge, I go into it knowing that there is a solution. It just needs to be found. Maybe that's a positive way of looking at it. And then I always say, of course, I'm a banker, so I say, and it'll come with a price. And I have to resolve to pay the price. Some solutions may be too expensive in terms of time and effort or money and others. So it may be just a positive way of looking at challenges.
And talk about what VersaBank is today.
Well, today VersaBank has evolved into just what it was meant to be in the early days. It's entirely branchless bank, connected to those that raise deposits for us, and these would be financial planning organizations, wealth managers. So they raise deposits for us, and they transmit the data to us through modern techniques now over the internet. And on the lending side, we receive our loans in a very similar way from point-of-sale finance companies. So these are the companies that finance motorcycles and hot tubs and HVAC, even cosmetic surgery, you name it, that gets financed at the point of sale. But they don't have a bank's very economical funding source or balance sheet. So what we came up with was software so they could send the loans and leases that they're generating each day to us to reside on our balance sheet, sort of like an electronic warehouse. And we remain as the bank in the middle on both sides. So deposits pouring in the door from a network of wealth managers. And on the other side, on the asset side, loans and leases pouring in the door from point-of-sale finance companies. And our software looks after it and hopefully earns one of the highest net interest margins in our industry.
Very interesting. And so what is your take on the cashless economy?
Well, it's what we'd have prayed for earlier on when we were creating this bank, because it falls right into our lap. People nowadays, my daughter, for example, probably doesn't have cash, doesn't have a wallet, doesn't have cash, so pays for everything with a credit card or a debit card. And for a branchless digital bank, that's wonderful for us. We see our mission to make that type of commerce as seamless and painless as can possibly be.
Let's talk about the cybersecurity challenges.
Later on, when I was in university working on a master's in biology, of all things, I'd seen an advertisement in a newspaper for maximum security prison guard. And I thought, well, that's got to be an interesting job. So to fast forward, I had firsthand information, knowledge, and experience with real live bank robbers back in my youth. So when I created a bank, and now in modern times, I've found that they're still out there, those bank robbers, only now they're perhaps in someone's basement somewhere in the world, trying to find their way into a bank and steal our data or our funds. So it was very important, I thought, to create our own cybersecurity capability. And we did. We called it DRT Cyber. And DRT Cyber for, let's say, developing radical technology, or DRT being David Roy Taylor. You know, it didn't take too long, because we tend to be entrepreneurial folks here, always looking to make a few extra dollars. So we thought, well, the capabilities that we've developed work very well for us, and they could very well work for others to keep them safe too. So then DRT became a separate entity of the bank, a separate subsidiary that now has about 350 or so of the larger corporations and government entities as customers that it helps keep safe from those modern-day bank robbers.
Well, I want to commend you, David, on being a true hero of our times and being a true visionary. We're about to take a commercial break now, and when we come back, we're going to talk about a concept of of one, why you came to America, and then two, we'll go into going public, where you've taken three organizations public, and what listening CEOs, we have about 600,000 listening in, can learn from that. Back in a few.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline. airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with David Taylor, who is the president and CEO of VersaBank. This was actually, he is the pioneer, which we spoke about earlier, who created the first branchless online banking system back in 1993, and today it's VersaBank. They're leading in cybersecurity. So you made a decision, though, because you're in Canada, and you decided to swing south the border and go ahead with NASDAQ.
We looked at this, developing the prototype in Canada. And in the United States, the market is many, many times larger than the Canadian market. So when we did our analysis, we thought there wasn't any real direct competition for the new kind of technology that we were bringing to point of sale. So we thought it would be natural to go south of the border with this new technology, this new way of financing point of sale companies that in Canada they're finding very convenient. So I thought if we're going to go to a new market, a new country, it'd be best to have shareholders that were invested in our bank that could not only benefit from hopefully the additional profits and revenues and that a bank could bring, but also could give us some helpful advice because it's their country and they're experts at it. So we listed on the NASDAQ and thankfully got about 20 new institutional investors that came on board. They're keen to give me advice on how to tackle the U.S. market and the type of advice you want. Somebody that has their money at risk giving you advice.
You know, I'll say, David, I interview, you know, probably 1,000 CEOs. You have such a wisdom, but highly innovative, but a real common sense, which is a great balance. There must have been a person early in your life, maybe someone in your family, who had a conversation with you that spurred on some of these leadership, these pioneers, this innovative idea.
Well, that's a very good observation. As a banker, I am blessed with looking into other people's businesses. And when I was fairly young in the game, I had some clients that were very successful. One was the largest masonry contractor in North America, GA Masonry, Eugene George. And Eugene was a quintessential businessman, and he was a client of mine, a borrowing client. So I had the opportunity to get to know Eugene and discuss my ideas with him, including creating a new bank, and get the wisdom from a super, I don't call it old school businessman. Word is his bond. He looked to legal documentation simply to jog our memories, but our handshake was the deal.
It's like the old times. Amazing how that happens.
Yes, and there was a few others of that nature too that I was blessed with, and again they were customers of mine, and I suppose they kind of knew that I wasn't just their banker. I saw myself as a protege, and did prevail on them. And I'm sure you've noticed this with successful people. They like to help other people out, especially younger people that are getting into business. They're generous with their time.
Absolutely. I see it time and time again. I'll speak with CEOs, and right after they retire, they're like, this is what my life is, and this is what I want to do. Speaking with just Ralph De La Vega, who was the one who brought the iPhone to Steve Jobs originally.
Yes.
And that's all he's doing now, is building new Hispanic, Latino companies, funding them, teaching them. It's a wonderful thing. But so here you are. We're blessed to have a visionary like you. This is the question. You are the one person in the world I really want to ask this question to. Everyone listening in, here you go. What is the future of banking? And this is from the one and only David Taylor, who was really the pioneer of branchless banking, of digital. Tell me what you believe the future of banking is.
Well, it sort of depends how far in the future you want to look. But let's look a little distant into the future. As you know, things are changing so rapidly that I have a vision for sort of a new way that the banking function will take place. So this is not good news for the well-established large banks in the world. So depending who's listening to this, you might want to close your ears. So this is probably not what you want to hear. But I see that the established banks that are out there today to become redundant, I think the banking function will take place with e-wallets, banks like ourselves issuing digital deposit receipts that reside in e-wallets, digital deposit receipts which people are putting in a stablecoin category presently, acting as a vehicle for commerce. And the actual need for the old school bank to go away. There'll always be a need for the functions, i.e. the lending function. You need expert lenders. You need people who know what they're doing when it comes to lending and various aspects of banking. But they may very well be in consultants to other enterprises that are doing the lending and raising the funds. So it's an extremely decentralized financial industry.
David, talk about the future of the decentralized banking industry.
What we've created is a digital deposit receipt. So up until coming up with this, deposits were represented back in the old days by notations in passbooks or on certificates. And what we have done is created a digital contract on blockchains such as Stellar, Algorand, and soon to be Ethereum that represent a deposit. Now, it adds the high degree of security in that they're highly encrypted, which is wonderful, of course, but also it makes them easily transferable. And when they're transferable, it means they can double duty as a vehicle for conducting commerce. So that's, I think, in a way, our digital deposit receipt becomes a central bank for a decentralized financial industry, and that it allows our customers, our depositors, to hold our deposits in their e-wallets. It doesn't have to be with another bank, of course. It can be anywhere. That's why it's decentralized. And while they're holding them, we may very well pay them some interest to buy their patience. And if they want to buy something on, say, Amazon or some other e-commerce site, they can trade our digital deposit receipt like a currency and so get the best of both worlds.
And there you have it. Anyone who would like the website of VersaBank, what is that, please?
Yes, so think of Versatile Bank. And our website is versabank.com.
VersaBank.com. Almost could have guessed that. I want to tell you, David, what a pleasure it is having you on the CEO show. And congratulations and much success ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Robert. It's been my pleasure.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.